Today on the Contractor Fight Podcast, we are digging into what it means to sell unafraid. I'm going to share with you the mindsets, strategies, and tactics to explode your sales. Let's go. Fighters, let me tell you about Anthony. In 2020, he did $300,000 in top line revenue, lost 10,000 bucks, and only paid himself 12 grand that whole calendar year. And I don't know about you, but that's just not going to cut it. So in 2021, he decided to get involved in our contractor fight programs. And in 2021, he sold 2.8 million at a 50% gross profit. And he actually performed it at a 50% or better as a one-man show while being a husband, father, active in his church, and a full-time college student who graduated in December of 2021 with a 4.0 GPA. This year, 2022, Anthony is still part of our Battleground program, and he's kicking even more butt. This year, he's on track to do over 3.5 million by the end of the year. So I want to let you know that we're opening up Battleground again soon here. And if you click the link in the show notes or go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you could check out what's going on behind the scenes there that has helped Anthony and hundreds of other people have massive wins in a pretty quick time frame in their businesses. Go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground. All right, fighters, today. So Zig Ziglar, the great Zig Ziglar said, timid salespeople have skinny kids. What that means, if you're chicken shit, you're going to be broke and your kids are going to be hungry. Okay, mama's going to need some shoes because her shoes are going to be worn out, but you ain't going to be able to afford no shoes or braces or vacations or to pay off your debt or whatever is going on in your life and in your business if you are a timid sales person. Today, I simply want to talk about the hunter mentality with you. I personally believe one of the biggest things that's holding a contractor back for making more money is they don't see themselves as a salesperson. You still see yourself as a contractor. Okay. Yes, you got to do the contracting part of the contractor business, right? You have to produce the work that people paid you to do. But guys, when you start a business, your job is not the trade anymore. I don't care if you're a master carpenter, a master painter, you're the best tradesperson on the planet at the thing you do. The minute you start your business, you surrender the right to be a tradesperson first, all right? That's why many contractors get to the end of their careers, working their tails off, making homes and things beautiful for people all over their city, and then at the end of their career, their back is broken, their fingers are busted up, and their bank account is anorexic, all right? And so today, I want to talk to you just about the hunter mentality, and I promise you, I promise you, see, I'm imploring you, I'm begging, okay? Pay attention. When you wake up each and every day and have a hunter mentality as a salesperson, all right, you are going to move the needle in a hurry when it comes to your finances and your financial peace and happiness and all that good stuff. Guys, every day, millions of salespeople are waiting, okay? They're waiting for the company to hand them a lead. If you work for somebody else, you know, you're like, oh, the boss needs to give me some leads, man. You know, these leads suck and all that other shit. All right. Salespeople are waiting for the client to get back to them. Salespeople are, you know, they're waiting to talk about money instead of doing it up front and early in the conversation, saving themselves valuable time and not chasing the tire kickers. Overall, salespeople in the contracting space do not understand the importance of right now. Right now. You got to remember, time kills deals. If you want to become irreplaceable as a salesperson, you must be a hunter. And that means that you have to find your own leads. All right. Now, I want to talk on that for a second. Some of you are like, no, man, that's why I pay Google. All right. Well, don't be a one-hit wonder or a one-trick pony or whatever the hell I'm trying to say here. If you look at any other industry where somebody is hired as a salesperson, part of their job is business development, prospecting, making shit happen, being a rainmaker. Basically, taking nothing and shitting money. Okay? That's really the role of a salesperson. Now, it's nice when the company has inbound leads coming for you and all those other things, but many of you guys are just sitting back waiting to be found on Google. You're waiting for the advertising company or the marketing company you've hired to do their fucking job, and you're pissed at them because we all know it takes like 6, 9, 12 months for SEO to really fucking work, all right? Like if somebody's doing it right, doesn't just you hire an SEO company and now I got leads. You want leads right now, you got to run ads. But if you run a service like remodeling kitchens, you're not going to get necessarily people buying from you right now from those ads. Okay. Because my experience and the people that we work here with in the fight, the people that run ads and have the most success with them quickly are like emergency services. Like, hey, my heat's out. I need air conditioning. I got a leak in the sink. Okay. I'm not, listen, some of you are like, I run ads all the time, Tom. We do $1 million a year on our ads. That's fine. Good for you. But what if you could do another $2 million a year because you had a hunter mentality and you weren't just relying on the fucking ads to run? What happens when Google changes the rules? What happens when you stop putting money into that machine? What happened? Like, I'm thinking of Dan Sherwood, one of our coaches here in the fight. For many years, he built his painting company on direct mail and it kicked ass for him. It was literally the only fucking thing he did other than relationships and word of mouth until direct mail stopped being so effective for whatever reason. The gods of the universe decided to say, that ain't going to work anymore. All right. So what I'm trying to save you from here is being the type of salesperson who just waits. Okay. It's on you to find your own leads. Let me say that again. It's on you to find your own leads. All the shit that you spend money on, to me, those are bonus leads. If you're going to be a true salesperson, all right. And if you're the only salesperson in your company, you got to wear a lot of hats. Tough shit, get over it. This is part of the job. You need to be on the hunt, all right? You also need to have the mindset of returning that phone call now, sending that email a minute ago, all right? Time kills deals. Now, as a salesperson, you are only going to be as good as the results you generate today, and your results today are going to be the accumulation or the compound effect of the activities that you take each and every day. If you want to sell a job today, you should have been knee deep in sales activities 3 to 6 months ago. See how that works? What you do today will get the cash register to ring a few months from now. And one of the reasons that so many contractors have this feast or famine cycle is because, oh, the phone's ringing, we're busy, I got all this work. You fucking get complacent and you stop doing the daily activities that make the phone ring. All right, guys, what you sold yesterday is old news. And what you think you're going to sell tomorrow is a fucking pipe dream. All right, focus on the here and now and be a hunter. All right, win or lose, have a short memory like an NFL cornerback who gets beat deep on a pass. All right, guess what? Next play, let's go. I have to hunt today. I have to farm today. All right, hunting for sales looks like this. It looks like reaching out to your past clients. I got my phone here next to me. I'm just picking my phone up and I'm going to go, hey, Bill, this is Tom. We painted your house last year. How you doing? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Huh? Yeah. No. Hey, how was that vacation you guys went on? Okay, cool. Hey, well, listen, I'm just calling to check in and see how the paint job's looking, man. That's all. No agenda. Just want to see how you're doing. Everything holding up okay? All right, great, man. Appreciate you. Just wanted to thank you for having us out to do your job last year. I'm out. Okay. There you go, guys. That's it. Now, you can also do that through email marketing, which you should. You should have a great email marketing plan strategy going to continue to add value to the people that have already given you money, okay? So that's what hunting for sales to your past clients might look like. It's also making an upsell on a current project. Every job you're on right now, there are upsell opportunities. I'm not saying sell people shit they don't need. What I'm saying is train your team, okay? Train your foreman. Your foreman who run the projects should actually have a sales quota for upsells. For us, it was always 10% of the ticket price. It was a $5,000 job. The expectation is the foreman, he shit another $500 of revenue on that project simply by getting coached up how to start those conversations, how to not be pushy, how to close the deal, how to price things, all those stuff. Guys, hunting is the consistent storytelling that you do on social media. That's another way that you hunt. All right. It's pulling out your camera and going, hey, man, you know, one of the issues we ran into on this job was this, that, and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. Now you're being visible to the marketplace. People are seeing you solve problems and add value. All right. Hunting is also building your own list of influencers. If I only had 2 hours a day personally to spend on business development and sales, it'd be building my influencer list. Who else is in the homes that you want to be in? All right. If you're a painting contractor, who's cutting holes in walls to fix shit? Plumbers and electricians and stuff, right? Well, they need to know you so they can hand a card out. And you need to know them so you can refer them when somebody wants something done. It's the home inspector who's looking at 500-600 homes a year. And damn near every one of those conversations, somebody's going, yeah, we got a lot of projects we want to do around the house. He should probably know who the fuck you are. All right. A lot of you guys are just sitting back waiting and waiting and waiting. And I will tell you right now, every day you choose to take a passive approach to the hunt is a day someone else is feeding their family. Think about that for a minute. All right. Have you earned the right to feed your family? Are you just bitching about, I don't make enough money as a contractor? You know, we can't go on a vacation. My wife's always pissed at me because I'm either working, you know, or I'm home and I'm not making money and she's never happy. That's a conversation I've heard many times with people. All right. Guys, girls, people, in-betweeners, whatever the fuck you are. All right. Have you earned the right to feed your family? A lot of you guys are just bitching and complaining and you're not lifting a finger on a consistent daily basis. Daily, 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 consistent, consistent, consistent. No, this is not a stutter I have. I'm saying that on purpose. Every single day, you need to be pounding that rock and finding opportunities and creating conversations and handing out cards and sending emails and introducing yourself to people. That's what it means to be a hunter. And if you don't want to do that, all right, if you don't want to do that, or at least champion that in your business. I'm just not saying you're the full-time salesperson. You might have a bigger business and you have a different role in the company. But if you are not truly the champion of sales and business development and hunting in your company, you don't deserve to succeed because success takes what it takes. It doesn't give a fuck about your feelings about something. All right. So guys, this hunter mentality is something we dig into a lot in our sales training workshops that I do. And my ask of you is this, is open your eyes to the opportunity that you have to dominate. Okay. Let's pretend you're listening to this right now and you're a home remodeling contractor in, Cincinnati, Ohio. Let's just pick Cincinnati. I guarantee you that if you implement the shit I talk about here, all right, if you do it consistently, you're going to dominate your area. You're going to dominate your marketplace. You're going to command the pricing that you want because you're going to be known. You're going to have all these relationships. You're going to have more referral and influencer relationships. You're going to have more past client work. When you are on the hunt, it creates momentum. And the other guys that are in Cincinnati, Ohio that do what you do, they're too fucking lazy to do this, all right? Because they're too caught up in how they feel about, I feel we're doing good, or I don't feel like opening my mouth, or I don't feel like doing a video. I don't feel like calling somebody on, you know, up and introducing myself and being assertive in those ways. That's where the opportunity is for you. So again, don't just rely on Google. Don't just rely on Facebook. Don't just rely on paid ads and billboards and direct mail. These things are fine. I don't have a problem with them. You should be attacking the whole field, all right? But the biggest part that I see people missing out on is this whole hunting aspect, this hunter mentality. I want to encourage you to be like Michael fucking Jordan, all right? He goes, give me the ball and let me score some points. Okay. How about stepping up today and being Michael Jordan in your company? Your number one job is to sell. Like I said, a real salesperson generates their own leads through business development and relationships and being on the hunt, seeing everything as an opportunity to build a sales relationship. All right. So I want to ask you this right now as we close out. How have you shown up in the past 30 days in this area? Obviously, I can't hear your answer because, you know, we're not in the same room having the conversation here, right? But be honest, no bullshit. Scale of 1 to 10. You can't use 7. 7's a safe number. It's non-committal. It's like, you don't want to date a chick who's a 7. All right. Like, you know, hey, is your girlfriend hot? Yeah, man, she's a 7. I mean, that's like non-committal. You want like 8 or above, right? Right, Logan? Logan's here with me. Okay. There he goes. He's filming and doing this shit. All right. How have you shown up in the last 30 days in the area of being a hunter? And I guarantee you, however you've shown up in the past 30 days will be shown in the next 60 days. All right. What opportunities do you have in front of you right now that you're not capitalizing on? My challenge before we get out of here, y'all, is simple. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your eyes. See everything as an opportunity to build relationships, to plant your fucking flag and dominate in your industry. You guys rock. I got to roll.
I'm out.